Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The HSE is launching its COVID-19 spring booster campaign on Monday, targeting people over the age of 80 and those with weak immune systems. It's also launching an awareness drive to get children immunised against things like whooping cough and measles after a decline in the uptake of childhood vaccines against these and other diseases. Yesterday, we heard about a further three cases of measles, which were confirmed in Ireland, bringing the total to 16 this year so far. Well, Dr. Lucy Jessop is Director of the National Immunisation Office at the HSE and is on the line. Good morning to you, Dr. Jessop.
Good morning.
So let's start with the drop in numbers taking up the primary childhood vaccination programme. Why do you believe that is?
So we've really noticed this drop since when COVID started. So I think possibly people may have got out of the habit of going to appointments. Maybe it was difficult to get appointments with the GP around that time, and these children have not caught up with their vaccines. I think it is important to say that our uptake rates are nearly 90% in most of the vaccines. So 9 out of every 10 parents are coming forward and bringing their children for vaccination. But we do want to target those parents who may have just delayed for some reason to remind them that it's very important to vaccinate babies on time. We offer the vaccine for free and it's 5 appointments at 2, 4, 6, 12 and 13 months.
So at 90% now, where would you like to see it be? I mean, you'd like to see it at 100% obviously, but where would you be satisfied?
So the targets are really 95% because there are always some children who aren't going to be able to be vaccinated for various medical reasons. So we can't, as you say, target for 100%. But at 95%, there's this thing called community immunity, where if a disease is introduced into a community, so many people are protected by vaccinations, it can't spread to those people who are particularly vulnerable and can't be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So 95% is where we need to get to.
And then when it comes to measles, we're below that 95%, aren't we? And that's of a particular concern.
We are, exactly, and that was, as you say, the concern, because measles is so infectious. One infected person can infect up to 12 to 18 other people who are susceptible or who haven't been vaccinated to measles, and it can be a very serious disease. So that's why we've been targeting measles particularly and offering those catch-up clinics to people who haven't been vaccinated, because, as you say, we've had 16 cases in Ireland. There's a lot of cases in the UK and several other countries across Europe seeing real increases.
Yeah,
in cases.
And three more cases confirmed last year, bringing that total to 16, as you say. Are there any parts of the country in particular, or any cohorts, any groups of people you're particularly concerned about when it comes to measles?
Well, I suppose when it comes to measles and all the other the vaccines that we offer, I think there does seem to be a bit more of a decrease in some of the border counties. So we are looking at those counties particularly and looking at ways to increase uptake. But I think it's across the board, really, for parents, just to remind them that it is so important to come forward and to come forward on time, because babies are very vulnerable when they're young. That's why we offer them on time. So really delaying your vaccine till the children are older isn't the best idea. It is important to come forward on time.
And we have been talking about measles for a couple of months now. What has been the response to the campaign to date?
So yeah, the campaign is ongoing. We've had really good responses in university campuses and third level colleges. So that was one of the areas we were targeting, because we know those young adults and older teenagers and young adults are people that maybe weren't vaccinated as children. So that's had a good response. And we're also still working with our GPs. So contacting those children between 1 and 18, if they haven't come forward, the GPs are now contacting them to us, and if they would like to come and have an MMR vaccine now. So that program is still very much ongoing.
So if people have decided that they'd like to go ahead and do that, is the GP their first port of call?
Yeah, particularly for children under 18, yes, the GP is offering those. And then there are still HSE clinics and details of those can be found on the HSE website. So that's where they can be vaccinated. But the GPs are also offering to older people as well.
So let's talk then about the COVID-19 booster, because from Monday you're going to focus on people who are over the age of 80 and then people over the age of 5, isn't it, who may be immunocompromised. Just explain to us the logic behind that.
Yep. So obviously we did offer the autumn winter COVID-19 vaccine program to a larger amount of people, but we know COVID hasn't really got a distinct seasonal pattern yet. And we do know that people in those groups that you've just mentioned do have a waning immunity to the vaccine. So even though they were vaccinated perhaps in October, November time, their protection will have waned over those last few months. And that's why we're offering them another chance to be protected now, because we do still have COVID in the community and we are still seeing cases and indeed hospitalizations and deaths occurring from COVID in those people. And we do know it's those older people and people who have a weak immune system that are particularly vulnerable. So that's why we're offering this program now to that smaller group of people who may, even though they've had a vaccine in the autumn, it's important they come now and get this vaccine.
Now, there may be people who are not over the age of 80, but who are living in a residential care setting. Will they be offered a COVID booster?
Yes, so they're being offered as well, but it is the HSE staff will be going round around those homes as they have done before to offer those vaccines. So they don't really need to worry about that. That will be taken to them, as it has been in the past. But it's those people who are over 80 living in the community and those people with a weak immune system that we're sort of really trying to target with this information now.
And what, Lucy, about people outside of those cohorts who might wish, for their own reasons, to get a COVID-19 booster? Can they do that?
So we are still offering the primary vaccination programme, and for most people that is now just a single dose. So if someone hasn't been vaccinated at all, they can come forward from the age of 6 months. And then most people will have already had it if they wanted an autumn-winter programme vaccine. And then also people who are 70 to 79, particularly who may have additional conditions, they're also eligible for this spring booster now. So anyone from 70 to 79 can also contact their GP and pharmacy and get an appointment if they wish to.
But in the general population, you're not offering a COVID-19 booster to people who might feel better protected if they had it?
I think at this time, no, because we know that protection for people who are younger and who have good immune systems, that should last much longer than that 6 months. So they should be protected until we're probably going to be offering another vaccine, depending on NIAC advice in the autumn-winter programme. So those people should continue to be protected. And we know that they're not so likely to be severely affected by COVID. But we do know those older people and people with a vulnerable immune system are much more likely to be hospitalised and seriously unwell with COVID.
So the logic behind this is it's offered to people who are likely to become very unwell if they get COVID-19.
Yes, exactly. Yes, we know that their protection will have waned and they are more likely to become sick.
And is there much COVID around at the moment?
So this year so far, we've had 6,500 cases notified, and indeed there are still cases being notified this week, and it has actually slightly increased from last week. So cases are still being notified. People are unfortunately still being hospitalised, and there are still deaths being reported as well.
OK, so if anyone wants more information on the vaccination programme, the HSE website, Lucy, is the place to go, is it?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
All right, that's hse.ie. Dr. Lucy Jessop, thank you very much for joining us.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.